Lord Almighty, we bless you as families. We adore you, Father God Almighty, as men in business and women in enterprise. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for career people. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for our students. Thank you for everyone, Lord. For your word says, until everyone appears before you in Zion. And so, Father, this is where we are. We have all appeared before you in Zion. With our children. With ourselves. With everything we have. And we give you praise. We honor you, Father. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. When I am down and hold my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burns in the beat, and I am still and waiting in silence until you come and stay a while with me. You raise me up, so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. No life without its hunger. Each restless heart, the soul with perfect belief. But when you go, it higher filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I claim
security. One more time. There's no life.
There's no life without its hunger.
His restless heart is going perfectly. But when you come, then I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I can't
take me up.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulder.
Spirit of God, we thank you for how in your own wisdom and your power you raised us from the merry clay and set us on the feet, our feet on the rock to stay. Thank you for numbering us among the greats. Thank you, Father God, for healing and deliverances. Thank you, Father God, for visions, revelations, insights, prophecies, discernment, Lord, direction. Thank you, Father, for diverse things you've done in many ways. Lord, we give you praise today. Thank you for safety and deliverances. Thank you for divine provision in amazing ways. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for favors we have enjoyed in the last 21 days. Favor with you and favor with men. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for wisdom that you've given to us, Father, to walk the narrow path. Lord Almighty, thank you for the grace with which you have strengthened our heart and mind. Thank you, Father, for your anointing that's broken, Father God Almighty, the sickness on our bodies. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for your goodness that extended to us. Father God Almighty, we want to honor you this evening and bless your name. Father God, you brought us, Father, a mighty long way, and we can say clearly, God, you have been faithful. You have been our help. You have been our strength. You have been our succor. You have been our standby. You have been the wind behind our sail. Clearly, we can say we have enjoyed your mighty hand. Thank you for your presence. Lift your voice and just thank him for his presence. Thank him for his glory. Thank him for how he has helped you. Thank him for how he has blessed you. Thank him for how he has strengthened you. Thank him for how he has helped you to stand strong. Thank him this evening. Thank him on behalf of yourself, your friends. Thank him on behalf of your family. Thank him on behalf of the church. Thank him on behalf of the leadership of the church. We thank him on behalf of the ministry team. We thank you, Lord Almighty, on behalf of every member of the church. Thank you for with you as the deliverance from death. We exhort you, Father. We acknowledge that this has happened only because of you. Father God, we thank you, God, for our nation. Thank you, Father, for this auspicious time in our national life that you brought us, Father God, to come to the place of seeking you and intensifying, Father, in place of intercession supplication. Thank you, Father, for things you've done by reason of our steadfastness, Lord Almighty. And we say, oh God, we are steadfast. We are steadfast, oh God. We have stood, Father God Almighty, before your presence in the place of prayer and supplication. Thank you, Father, because, Lord, you have not put us to shame. Lord, thank you because you have not given us as meat for our enemy. Thank you, Father God, for giving us deliverance and helping us, Father. Thank you for lifting us. Thank you for raising us. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayer. You are the prayer answering God. Thank you for keeping your covenant that you made with us, oh God Almighty, through Christ. Thank you, Father, for watching over your word in our life. Thank you, Father, for the stamina, Lord, that you have given to us amazingly, Father God, to have been able to go through this process, Father God Almighty. Lord, and through this journey for the last 21 days. Just want to give you praise, Father. Thank you for honoring our faith. Thank you for accepting our worship. Thank you, Father God, for giving, Father, respect to our sacrifice. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for saying okay, oh God Almighty, to our commitment. Thank you, Father God, for accepting it. Thank you for making our prayers rise up as incense, Lord, in the last 21 days. Thank you for accepting our worship as an evening sacrifice. We want to say, bless you, Father. We appreciate you. Lord, we honor you. Thank you because we know our life can never remain the same. Our life can never remain the same. Our ministries can never remain the same. Lord Almighty, our destinies are changed forever. For no one comes in contact with you and remains the same. Lord Almighty, you have brought us in contact with the word of life. Lord, the apostle said, Jesus, you have the word of life and we have believed. Father, you have brought us in contact with a life-changing word of life. And we know it will never remain the same. Father, for this we give you praise. Come on, lift your voice and just bless him and thank him for the transformation that is taking place. Because you don't come in contact with life and remains the same. Thank God for the life deposits in your soul, in your spirit. Thank God for the life, therefore, for the quantum of life that God has deposited deliberately in agreement with us for the last 21 days. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Come on, give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Spirit. We honor you, Lord.
We bless your name. Hallelujah.
I have to pray again, the Holy Ghost. I feel a release again. Let's pray. Just pray a little bit. Karabosa. Nenebro calabrada da bosada da bayas. Maya borra nenes. Nebra andora candra hitala carabola caracoscarabos. Rebola carabola carabosceli de bayarabos and ranemos. Marababa calabrada osceli de bayarabos. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I will call upon the 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 Lord.
I will
call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
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 Who are worthy to be praised? I call upon the Lord, and he heard me from this holy place. I call upon the Lord, and he did great and mighty things. I call upon the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me. I call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? Who is worthy to be exalted?
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy? Lord, you are worthy. Come on, speak to him. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Come on, somebody. Lord, you're worthy. Shout out of our of the glory, you are worthy of the praise. just pray. Somebody worship. Somebody say, you are. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the worship. You reign among the people. You see and fall over the praise of the people. You see and fall over the worship of your saints. We say tonight, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. To be praised. To be praised. Marosha, yele baba baba sa, yele baba baba sa, yele baba baba yele baba baba sa, yele baba baba sa.
Come on, go on, enjoy the Lord. For the presence of the Lord in this place. Larabosha. Barabororoshi Garaba. Daraboroshi Garababa. Sandaraboroshi Garabala. Rikolo Pababasha. Gereb Rebota Rebalabalabosha. We are the people called out of darkness. We are the ones called into light. We are the ones who are the remnant in the land. We are the ones who are not bowed our knees to bear in spite of the attack against our very life. We are the ones who remain steadfast. Our faith is steadfast, O God. Our faith looks up to you. We call unto you, and we are saved. You are our hope. You are our help. We bless you, Lord. Come on, lift your voice and praise Him in the Spirit. Let the saints be joyful in praise. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let the saints of God shout aloud. Let the saints of God raise their voice to say, you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the worship. You are the God who vindicates us. It is you who justifies us. There is now no condemnation. We have been cleansed by the blood, washed by the blood, freed by its name. Our names are written. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are the ones for the future. We are the ones. We are the ones. He made us so. We did not make ourselves. We did not justify ourselves. He justified us. We did not vindicate ourselves. He vindicated us. But in Christ, God made peace with mankind. For God was in Christ, reconciled us to himself. And now we can say clearly,
sin, we are forgiven of every sin. There is therefore now no condemnation. For who can lay charge against God's elect? Who can lay charge against God's elect? It is God that justifies. It is God that justifies. We are justified. We are free this time. We are loose to bless Him. We are released to serve Him. We are given a call to represent Him. We are His people, called by His name. We are His people, called out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are the priesthood. We are the nation of kings. We are the nation of priests. We bring holy sacrifice to our God. Here we are not ashamed of the gospel. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We are not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. And there's the power that walks in us. What's the will and to do? It's the power that works in us. What's the will and to do? It is that power that works in you. What's the will and what to do? It is that mighty power, that same power that went into the grave, that rose Jesus from the grave. On the subject, it is the same power that raised us, that justifies us, that frees us, that calls us sons. We bless you, Lord. Come on, come on, raise it. Raise it to the Lord. Raise it high. Raise it high. To Him who sits upon the throne. To Him who sits upon the throne. Judge your righteousness. To Him who sits upon the throne. Judge your righteousness. To Him who sits upon the throne. We give Him glory. Come on, give Him glory, give this man. Come on, give Him the praise that He deserves. Magnify Him. Magnify Him. All your people, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise the same together. All your people, magnify the Lord with me. All your saints, bless the same with me. Come, bless the Lord. All servants of the Lord. Come, bless the Lord. All servants of the Lord. If you are a servant tonight of the Lord, if you are a priest of the Lord, and you are proud of your priesthood, raise your voice tonight. We bless the Lord from your holy place. We bless you, Lord, from the house of worship. We bless you, Lord, from your temple. We are the house of God. And Lord Almighty, we bless you tonight. We lift up our heads. Lord Almighty, we lift up our voice. Lord, we raise our prayer. Lord, we raise our faith tonight. And we exalt you. We ascribe glory. Come on, church. We ascribe honor. Come on, brothers. We ascribe honor and dominion, power and sovereignty to our God. Halabosha. Sing in the spirit, sing in the spirit. Come on, raise your voice, sing in the spirit. Shake off every doubt, shake off every unbelief, shake off every lethargy, shake off every weakness, shake off every walk of darkness, shake off every disease. We raise the voice tonight. We are not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I have been free to worship. I have been free to serve Him. I have been justified to bless Him. I have been justified to stand before Him. I have been justified. I have been cleansed. I have been washed. I have been forgiven. There there is now no condemnation. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what people think about you. There is no condemnation to you. Because you are in Christ. And that's all that matters. In Christ you win. In Christ you never fail. In Christ you are more than a conqueror. Through Christ, the Lord has given himself for you. We celebrate. Come on, celebrate your victory. Yes, we hear jubilee. Celebrate the jubilee. Celebrate the jubilee. Celebrate the jubilee. Friends, celebrate the jubilee tonight. Celebrate your jubilee. Kalalabosha. Mantarabosea. Rikabola Katayarabosa. Celebrate your freedom. Celebrate your release. Celebrate your freedom. Celebrate your release. God has given it to you. No man can take it away from you. No man can take it away from you. Man didn't give me, so man can't take it. Man didn't give me, so man can't withdraw it. Man didn't give me, so man can't cut it short. They may try, but they will fail. I said they will fail. I said they will fail. I celebrate God in this place. I celebrate Jesus in this place. For I feel like Jacob. God is in this place. This is the house of God. I feel like Jacob. God is in this place. This is the veil. This is the house of God. Hallelujah. This is better. This is better. And we celebrate the God of the house of God. I celebrate my brother here tonight. And my sisters here. The God of the house of God. We celebrate Jesus, the testator of the new covenant. We celebrate Jesus, the testator of the new covenant. We celebrate Jesus, the testator of the better covenant. We celebrate Jesus, the testator of the better covenant. We have not come from Mount Sinai that burns with fire. We have not come from Mount Sinai that no man can approach unto. But we have come from Mount Zion. We have come to the company of angels. Thousands and millions of angels. We have come to the company of the church of the firstborn. We have come to the soul of the righteous who is justified. We have come to the blood of sprinkling. We have come to the blood that justifies us. The blood that frees us. The blood that says, go and sin no more. The blood that says, your sins are forgiven you. The blood that says, you are forgiven. That's where we have gone. And so we rejoice. I don't know about you, friends. Nothing's going to hold me back. Ain't no rock going to cry out to my place. Ain't no rock going to cry to my place. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless, come on, friends. I will bless the Lord at all times. And praise is praise is praise. Lift your voice and bless them. Come on, lift your voice tonight. It's your jubilee. God has reserved the best for the last. For in the last day of the feast, the scripture says, Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, on the last day of the feast, Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and I will feed him, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, which the Father promised from the foundation of the world. We testify, this is the last day of the feast. This is the day of your glory. This is the day of God's power. This is the day of jubilee. This is the day of your release. Shalom Shah.
According to the word of the Lord, we shall travel together into our destiny, into our inheritance. No devil will stop us. No power of hell will stand against us. We are the ones born of Zion. God has said, we shall be blessed. God has spoken and said, we shall surely triumph. God has spoken and he has said, we shall do great exploits. And so we declare, according to the word of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord, God will never shy out of us. Malabo shy out of us. Nerebosa. Nemosa. Prevestiga la bosa. Rababa chela la bada bosa. Lada ya boriba chela bosa. Oraba de casa. Manda ya no bosa. Celebrate. Celebrate your joy. For with joy you will draw water. I declare by the Spirit of God, from now onward, with joy you will draw from the well of your salvation. With joy you will draw from the well of your salvation. With joy, your joy shall be full, your joy shall be renewed, you will grow from strength to strength in joy. You will go forth in joy, you will come in joy. You will live for joy. Everything you do shall end in joy and testimony to the glory of God. We declare it. Galabos, Yabayerebos, Barabos, Derebosa.
Welcome to the last day of the feast. And God always reserves the best for the last. He always does that. And we bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. There's going to be a spillover of this meeting tomorrow morning. Just what God is bringing to us in this season, we just can't take it in one swoop. So I'm just going to do the bit that God is asking us to do in the moment now, and then we'll continue the spirit of it. Hallelujah. Majorly tonight, we're going to be declaring what the patriarchs called the Hallelujah Psalms. Hallelujah. And I can give you a brief testimony. Even though I said I'm not going to give you testimony today. Hallelujah. I'll do it tomorrow, and then we'll see what the Lord will do. But I can tell you that every day of this meeting, every day of the word taste 2015 has been clearly designed by the power of God. Clearly, I can tell you clearly, I mean honestly, how the Lord took us through each of the 21 days till now, I really honestly do not understand. How the Lord commands what psalm to release per day, I still do not understand. But it's amazing that God just put everything together and just connected everything together, and that's what God does because He loves His people. Praise the name of Jesus. And God has caught you over into power. You will never be powerless anymore. Somebody did not hear me. We just received, we've just gone through the power of the Psalms. Your life is so powerful right now, and I declare you will never be powerless anymore in the name of Jesus. I know it's been a lot of stretching for a lot of you. Many of you, all of us as a matter of fact, never been this stretched, praise the name of the Lord. And we didn't just start this walk today. We've been with the Lord for a while. But you can see that the way the Lord took us and stretched us. And I can say, friends, we are stronger. Hallelujah. Clearly, I think God really just using that song to say to us, I am strong when I'm on your shoulder. I think that really is the witness for this meeting. Praise the Lord. That God truly has released a new level of strength to you that you would never understand. Hallelujah. You're stronger now than you were ever in your life. And you would continue to get stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, someone say thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, let's receive Psalm 144. Let's flip to the Psalms. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll be receiving the last 8 Psalms. And I'm telling you, friends, it's an amazing experience. Praise the name of Jesus. I have never seen this before. Some things that God does in my life these days, I do not understand. I have never seen this before. But here we are. Praise the name of the Lord. That means that things that God will begin to do in your life, the world will say, we have never seen it before in this fashion. I say the world will say, we have never seen it before in this fashion. Do you know why? Do you know why? Who can tell me why? Somebody tell me. Feel free. That's in your mind. Say it out. It's in your mind. It's telling you. It's speaking to your hair right now. Say it out. Because you have sacrificed. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you can never remain the same. Psalm 144. Psalm 144. Thank you, Jesus. We'll read 2 Psalms, 2 earlier Psalms, and then we'll go into the Hallelujah Psalms. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Psalm clearly is the secret behind the ministry of the apostles. They digested this word. Jesus spoke extensively from the book of Psalms. He fulfilled the prophecy concerning his death and resurrection in the book of Psalms. Psalm 22, Psalm 23, Psalm 24. They are called the Messianic Psalms. In the night, the evening when Jesus was going to go through to Gethsemane before they went to Gethsemane, the scripture says he sang an hymn with the disciples, and that was composed from the book of Psalm 111, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119 in one single night. So you need to understand that the strength that has come upon your life in this season, there is just no way the gates of hell can prevail against you. I just want to say praise the Lord. I just want to say praise the Lord. And even though we are saying this is the last day of the feast, but I think God has given us the World Feast 2015 as a tool to travel the rest of our days with. I really want to encourage that you will get it as a download, or you'll get it in your phone, get it in your, and it's made easy, it's an electronic form, so you can have it in your phone. Praise the name of Jesus. You can actually, I mean, I every time the morning of the following day, I get wired on my phone and I pray through the previous night's scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is how you hone it. Praise the name of Jesus. Specifically, you will also discover that each of the days were for specific things. There was a day God spoke to, I can't remember now, I told them to give me a record of it, even though I have it. There was a day God spoke to priesthood, there was a day God spoke to people pleading their case before Him. And God spoke to different things at different times. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. So you see that God really designed and packaged this meeting for us. I don't know about you, but I've been so changed. I've been so blessed. My ministry and my life has taken a leap. Praise the name of Jesus. And I just do believe, I believe that is your testimony too. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Truly, from what I'm saying, this is the last day of the feast. The attendant testifies to it. Alrighty. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Karabusha. Hey, Baruch somebody who is Karabusha. Deri Boruk and Rehun Tolob Rebus Karabayarebosari Mazumbre Kantarabusha. Brando Rekantaraburkotebrodos Kiribusha Rabalaburkotebrohuntebrokalabrodos Kiribus. Abayabosur. I just sense something like the Lord brooding over us, like a hen will brood over our young. I just sense that's my spirit right now. The Lord is, I sense the Lord brooding over us like a hen will brood over our young. I see the brooding of the Lord. And every time the Holy Spirit broods over something, whether in the beginning, the first time, the Bible said the earth was without form and void, darkness covered the face of the deep. But the Holy Spirit brooded over the surface of the deep, and new life came forth. So I'm guessing by the Spirit of God that God is bringing new life. As the Spirit of God broods over us again today, God is bringing creativity and creation. I sense God is bringing creation. God is bringing creativity. God is creating new things. God is creating new life. I sense, that's what I sense in my spirit this moment, that the Lord is brooding over this meeting. See the Lord brood over this meeting. And we are many, but I see the Lord brooding over this meeting. And it's a real, real privilege to know that God's got you covered. God's got you covered from the troubles of the world. God has got you covered from the hawks of the world. God has got you covered from the birds, a path of evil and path of darkness. God's got you covered because He broods over us. And Father, we receive that tonight. That's a prophetic thing. That's a prophetic thing that just came into this house, upon this house, as the brooding of God. And we receive it. Father, I receive it, Lord. Father, we receive it. We grasp it, and we celebrate what You're doing, what You're saying. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for people. You deserve the glory, Father. In Jesus' name. So yeah, I want to give you a cue. You must never be in a hurry to move away from God's presence. You must always try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now, it's good to have an agenda. You set a plan. And I told you, every time I come here, I have a plan. I'm not a planless person. I love strategy. I write a lot. But you need to understand that God will superimpose His will upon yours. Okay? A man divides his ways, but the Lord has his path. If you're going to succeed and make a difference in the days to come, you have to be malleable in the hand of God. You have to be amenable in the hand of God. You have to be pliable in the hand of God. Have a plan. Put structure in place. But be open to the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's just what I just happened here right now. I was going to get us to just continue to just receive the word, but then I sense something in my spirit. The Holy Ghost says, stop, pray a little bit in the spirit. Sometimes you're just 1 second away from the revelation and from the prophecy that God wants to use to change your life. So you need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And what just happened here right now, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, because sometimes God speaks, we know in part and we prophesy in part. But I can tell you clearly that something has happened here right now. If the Holy Ghost said, I just brooded over this meeting, I'm brooding over this meeting, it means a lot. It means a whole lot more than man can actually explain. And so we give him praise for that. I just want to encourage you to continue to be in a place of prayer. Continue to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, praise the name of Jesus, so that you can pick up the mind of God for yourself and for your generation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, I want to welcome you to day 21, the last day of the world feast 2015. Let's go to Psalm 114. 144. Psalm 144. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Squeeze your neighbor's hand and tell them, welcome to your jubilee. Amen. And I'm saying that clearly, this is a jubilee meeting. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we call it World Feast Special 2015 because it's a special meeting. It's a jubilee meeting. Praise God. And for those of you who are not just who haven't been here, it's the way God wants me to celebrate my 50th birthday. In 50, it's a different thing altogether. When you come into that level, God moves into something else. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And I believe the Lord that God has a plan for all of us, and His will shall be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can someone say, thank you, Holy Spirit? Amen. Psalm 144. Do we have it on the screen so that we receive it? Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have it on the screen? Excellent. Thank you. Three, go. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a fleeting shadow. Pass your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning, scatter the enemies. Shoot your arrows, rout them. Reach down your hand from on high, deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On the 10-string lyre I will make music to you, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. Deliver me and rescue me from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. There our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people of whom this is true. Blessed are the people whose God. Come on, say this is me. Come on, lift your voice and say this is me. I receive this word. Come on, I receive this word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive a large capacity. Come on, receive it. Say, I receive. This is a prophetic word. Say, Lord, I receive a large capacity. I receive my barns being filled with every kind of provision. I receive increase in my sheep by thousands. I receive my oxen being able to draw heavy loads. That is a large capacity. Capacity for something bigger than you've been doing for. If you're playing in a small league, it's time to play in the big league. God is going to make your oxen draw bigger loads. Hallelujah. There'll be no breaching of your wall. There'll be no insecurity in your life. You'll no longer be exposed to breaches. There'll be no breaches of your wall. You are saved. Your life is intact. Your life is safe and secured by the power of God. By the power of the one who is brooding over you. Wait to lift your voice and pray the Holy Ghost all these things. Don't let them go away. They are yours. Your God gave them to you. That's why He put this meeting together for you. Don't you understand? That is all the whole idea in God's mind for putting together 21 days of reading the receiving the power of the Son is because He had you in mind. So don't let it pass you by. Say, Lord, I receive it, Lord. Come on, receive it in the name of the Lord. Receive this prophetic word in the name of Jesus. Barabbas. Our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants. Our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn the palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Every good thing will come to us. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breach in our walls. No going into captivity. No cry of distress in our lives. We are the people of whom this is true. And we are the blessed ones. We are the people whose God is the Lord. Come on, rejoice and say, Lord, I receive this. I celebrate your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Psalm 145. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see God raising our children to be giants of the faith. Oh, yes. See, all these kids are under the influence of this anointing. Watch them. They'll be giant killers. These children will be mountain climbers. This one will be giant killers. Hallelujah. Watch their lives. Just had in my spirit. As a matter of fact, I've been here. I've been sitting in my spirit for a while now. I was saying, and God is making me see that He's raising them up as a mighty nation that can never be conquered. The things that you could never thought were possible, your children will do them. Your children will take nations. They will take nations. Hallelujah. Get ready. Amen. Do you know why I know? I know that will be true because God will give you your own children. God will give you your own spouse. God will give you your own kids. Hallelujah. And they shall be mighty in service of the earth. They shall be like pillars carved to adorn the palace. They shall be like well-nurtured plants. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Let's feel that. Let's feel that prophetic word. Our children shall be mighty. What are the kids that are born? Some of you are carrying pregnancy. Some of you are yet to be pregnant. Every seed inside you, every sperm, every egg inside you is energized by God for greatness. We receive the Lord in the name of Jesus. We are the people blessed of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 145. Here we go. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord, and every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 146. Psalm 146 is the first of the five Hallelujah Psalms. Praise the Lord. The beauty of this psalm is that it wasn't written by David. It was believed to have been written by the prophets Haggai and Zechariah at different times, in celebration of the Lord giving them freedom from captivity. Now, the time in the life of the people of Israel while in exile, God rose up the heart of one of the Eden kings and says, "I release unto you resources, go and rebuild Jerusalem." The scripture says, in the course of the project to rebuild Jerusalem and restore the glory of God, the scripture completely clearly said that an insurrection enemy rose up against them, and they wrote a petition against the people of Israel, so the king stopped the work. And so it was like a setback for the people of Israel, for God's people. But right in the midst of the affliction, God rose up another prophetic word, and they said, "Go and finish the project." Can I announce in the name of Jesus that in this year of Jubilee, you will finish what has been abandoned? Whatever the enemy has thrown as an accusation against you to stop you in that journey, in that project, we cancel that accusation in the name of Jesus. And we say, today God raised up a new king, a new authority, who will put in your hand resources, provision, safety, protection, and you will finish that which was abandoned. You will go back to it, finish it, and lay the glory at the feet of Jesus. Can somebody just say, "Yes, I receive it, Lord"? Come on, somebody just receive it, Lord. Just say, "Lord, I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord." And so it's in the spirit of liberty and freedom that this prophet Haggai and prophet Zechariah wrote these Hallelujah Psalms. Psalm 846. Hallelujah. 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 Three, go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. The Lord who remains forever faithful. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The Lord sets prisoners free. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Go. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord! I say, praise the Lord! Let every son of Jubilee say, praise the Lord! That is one of the Hallelujah Psalms. Psalm 147. Psalm 147. Three, go. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praise to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord built up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within. He grants peace to your brothers and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hauls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breeze and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws, but we do. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. Another psalm of the Hallelujah series. Psalm 148. Psalm 148. Three go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heavens above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all the saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord! I said, praise the Lord! I said, in your jubilee, praise the Lord! Psalm 149. Hallelujah. Surely God is raising you up. I say, surely God has raised you up. I say, surely God has raised you up. I say, surely God has raised you up. I can't hear you. I say, surely the Lord has raised you up. I say, surely the Lord God has raised you up. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit and say, I receive this Lord. We are the people saved by the 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 Lord. We are the people. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray for you today. That word that you need to break the chain from off your life will find your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. And God will bring you into your Hallelujah season. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray that for yourself. God will release that prophetic word. That one word. in his case, it was a simple scripture from the book of Job that changed his life and broke bondage of 18 years. One word from God will change your life. God has a word in this meeting. He packaged this meeting for you. And that word will find your spirit, and it will break long-standing yokes, and it will bring you to stay and talk among those who have testimonies. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who that is for. Well, this is a Jubilee season. Anything is possible. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Psalm 149. Thank you, Jesus. Three, go. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. It's praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in his honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his saints. Praise the Lord! I said, praise the Lord! Sons of Jubilee, I said, praise the Lord! May the Lord give you an hallelujah. May the Lord give you an hallelujah. May the Lord give you an hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, when the Lord turns again the captivity of you, you will say, am I dreaming? I woke up one of the days of this word feast. I think the first day of the word feast. And I find myself writing a poem to God. That's what we can do when it changes your life. You'll be like a dreamer and say, I do not understand. God will tell you that is what happens when you serve me, when you walk in my path, when you give room to my word to thrive in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 150. The last of the Hallelujah Psalms, and the last we'll receive tonight. Three, go. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpets. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Wait. Are you guys alive? I ask a question. Are you alive? I'm talking to the musicians. Are you alive? I can't hear yes. Are you alive? We'll go back and take that psalm again. I just raised some people from the dead. I'm a miracle worker right now. You cannot be talking about hallelujah psalms. And you're not playing the tambourine, you're not playing the lyre, you're not playing the music. Something is wrong. Someone is dead. So I just performed a miracle right now. I just raised 5 dead men. Are you alive, guys? Okay, so play. As they play, we will receive Psalm 150. Pray the Holy Ghost with me. You see, there has to be a fusion in the spirit. You can't hold things in isolation. This is not religious knowledge, people. This is life release. This is Jubilee. I'm not coming to tell you, let's read English language. That's not my job. My job is not to teach you reading lessons. No. My job is to hear from the Lord and to say, this is the template God gave to us. Let's work in it. My job is to get heaven's blueprint and to say, guys, faith is what heaven is declaring. Let's heed the word of the Lord so that we can prosper and our children and our children's children. Pray the Holy Ghost, people, as we cross into the hallelujah season. Pray the Holy Ghost, people, as we cross into the hallelujah moments. Praise God in the spirit. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him with a harp. Praise Him with a lyre. Praise Him with a tambourine. Praise Him with the 10 strings. Praise Him with a drum. Praise Him with a bass guitar. Praise Him with a lead guitar. Praise Him with a saxophone. Praise Him with a trap. Praise Him with your singing. Praise Him with your clap. Praise Him with your shouting. Praise Him with whatever it is you got. For this God is our God. This God, He will be our guide. This God is our God. This God, He will be our guide. Even to the very end of our life. For this God is our God. For this God is our King. For this God will be our guide. Even to the very end. Come on, bless Him in the spirit. Lift up.
A good place to give God a big praise. How big is the praise you brought for God? How big is your praise? How big is your praise? How big? Who redeemed your soul from the trust? Who delivered you from the fear of the fowler? Who brought the power of hell from out your life? Who freed you into your jubilee? Who says your debts are written up? Your debts are written up. Your debts are written up. Cancel. Your sins are wiped away. Who does not hold anything against you? Who justifies you? Who frees you? Who blesses you? In His power, God. You raise me up. You raise me up. So I can stand.
Come on, somebody, celebrate your freedom tonight. Say,
you raise me up to walk upon the sea.
You raised me up.
You raised me up.
Prayer request. It contains your request, my request, your praise report, your expectation, your aspiration, your faith expression, your speed, your burden. The Lord will raise them. Come on, stretch your hand towards them. We raise them today. Prophetically speaking, we raise them today. And as this is raised, your life is raised. Raised for the world to see. For the world to emulate, for the world to envy. May you be great until you become the envy of all men. May your life be very great indeed until you become the envy of all men. I declare, like the prophecy from the mouth of God's anointed, so may you be blessed. May you surely triumph. May you do great things. As you leave this meeting, as you leave this day, may your life be great. May your testimony be massive. May testimonies put together like this apostle. May God do exceeding abundantly above. May God surprise you. May the hand of God go before you. May favor precede you. May you live forever under the shadow of the Almighty. May the Holy Ghost brood over you and your household. May you be free from oppression. May violence never be heard in your household. May you never suffer sorrow. May all your dreams come true. Come on, put your hands together for them and give God praise. Give God praise, somebody. This is the meeting. This is today. This is the season. This is the closing day. This is the wrap up of what this
children and sixteen. The Jubilee season. The Jubilee season. The Jubilee season.
We bless him.
We gotta go. Drop your offering.
Pastor Phil, some announcement.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know we have to go. I want us to pray for Pastor. If he has led us for 21 days, let's ask that the Lord will.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. God loves you. God loves you.